welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everybody. It is our season 3 premiere. Woo! And to celebrate, yay, I am drinking the leftover champagne from last week.
Yay!
How is it a week old?
Good. It actually is still very bubbly, you can see. Yeah.
That screw top, man.
It's that screw
keeps
top.
It fresh.
The screw top works. It's kind of like how everything, like more beer is being like canned lately. Like, And I was always so like anti the can. And then I, you know, said to myself, self, you'd never drink anything out of the bottle or the can anyway. You always put in a glass. So why are you being a snob? And now I appreciate how much less space it takes in the fridge. I don't know where I was going with that because we were talking about the screw top. So screw top for the win.
No, that's fair. There's actually a few breweries that I've been to recently that do crowlers instead of growlers. So they do just like giant cans and they have like their own canning machine.
Oh, that's cool.
I think that's kind of why cans are becoming more popular, because it's cheaper for breweries to make cans instead of all the glass in bottles.
Gotcha. Hmm. Cool.
I know there are good reasons for the corks, especially in champagne. And I feel like I've learned about this many times and can't recall a single fact.
You have been to the land in which they were made.
Right.
That's
well,
true.
You can get the report back to us next week.
Right. Yes. But I was going to say, to be fair, you're drinking Prosecco, so it's not champagne anyway.
That's very true. I'm sorry. I'm drinking Prosecco.
So it's all good. They can break with tradition.
Word.
Yeah. Well, I opened a fresh bottle of rosé for you guys, which was also a screw-off, so.
Episode,
who am I kidding? This bottle will be gone by Thursday. So,
Season 3, the screw-off years.
I am drinking beer, which is in a
glass.
You're drinking Ankerstein, too.
That's right.
Oh, that's the good stuff.
It is in glass.
I was talking to 3 of my girlfriends that I went to college with, that Amanda and I used to live with, last night, because one of them texted us that she had a dream that we went on a trip to Spain together. So she thought it was a sign to like text us all and be like, we have to plan a reunion.
And, in Spain?
Well, it's probably going to be in Raleigh, but because that's where the kids are. But
Raleigh, Spain.
Raleigh, Spain. Yes. Spain, comma, Raleigh. but
is there a Spanish tapas restaurant in Raleigh that you can go to?
And there absolutely is, actually.
Well, there you go. Okay, close enough.
Yes. but they were saying, one of them, Sarah, she lives down here with me, and she was like, you know, guys, I could totally party until like 11 o'clock now, and I can hang because I walk around on our neighborhood walks, I drink my Spike Seltzer. And I thought, you know, knowing Sarah, who once infamously walked into a restaurant and said, I would like your, because they have something called Alex's Lemonade Stand, which I think is probably everywhere, but it's like, you know, lemonades that's like for charity. She's like, I will have your charity lemonade, but please add vodka to it. So anyway, I'm thinking that she's actually talking about seltzer that she put like vodka in, and as she's like, you know, walking around the neighborhood with her kids at night. And then somebody else was like, oh yeah, I love that stuff. And then I started to realize that it was an actual thing. So
it's a thing.
I had no idea.
Delicious. They sell it at Trader Joe's. We have it all the time.
Yeah, apparently they sell it everywhere, like Harris Teeter and Trader Joe's. And because then I was like, can somebody, because then Gar chimed in, the third friend, and was like, oh yeah, I love that shit. And I was like, what are you guys even talking about? I was like, somebody send me a picture. And then they all 3 took a picture of the ones that they had in their fridge and sent it to me. And I was like, okay, I've clearly missed out on a trend here. So now...
Was it all the same brand?
No, it was all different.
This is true. I've only seen the one brand, but now I've started to see other ones. Like, I've only ever bought the one.
Oh, wait, is this the alcohol water?
No,
kinda.
It's not the alcohol. Yeah. It's like...
Okay, because didn't we have something like that at MIMS?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly the same concept. Yeah.
Oh, God, I feel so much better now.
That was the first time that I had heard about it.
Yeah.
Apparently, I
saw it. Right, and we had talked about it, because I said the only brand I had ever seen was what they sell at Trader Joe's, which has, like, a little mermaid on it. And it's just called, like, Spiked Seltzer. Like, they must have been the first on the market. Like, yeah, they didn't try super hard. It's like Spiked Seltzer.
They wanted to be the Xerox of Spiked Seltzers.
Yeah.
So, yes, my goal is now to try one of these things. I probably won't like it because I'm very, like, habitual in, you know, I like my cabs. I like my makers. Occasionally like my Jack Daniels, which is actually my favorite out of all the boozes. I know. We've been there. And, you know, I like my vodka drink occasionally. Like, I'm very, like, habitual. I don't strike. I like my IPAs, first and foremost. You know, like, I pretty much, you know, I'm very, like, I don't want to try new things.
Well, but do you like seltzer water?
No, not particularly.
Then you probably won't like it. Like, it straight up just tastes like you're drinking, like flavored seltzer. So if you don't like flavored seltzer, you're probably not going to like it. It's probably not for you.
I only drink vodka and club soda because it has, like, minimal calories. So, which I know is weird because I'm like, give me all the beer, but let me have this dainty vodka drink. So, anyway. What's up, guys? How's it feel to be three? Or I guess to be two, entering our third year.
Yeah. Man, it's been a day, and, like, we're recording at the end of the day, and so it's, yeah.
So it's going to be a two-beer episode for you.
Yeah. What's got you so bummed?
There's the state of the world.
Yeah, like, it's pretty rough right now.
And this is what, I mean, like, this has been going on for a long time, as we all know. And I don't know what it is about today, but it's just, like, this most recent thing with the kids and, like, maybe some of the discussions that are going around in circles about whose fault it is. Like, hello, Jeff Sessions put this policy into place, so I think we know whose fault it is, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's just a real bummer. But anyway,
We are here to cheer you up, because I actually... That's funny that you said that, because when I did my notes earlier... I wrote, feeling down lately as well.
Yeah. I think that's probably just a natural response for any, good and moral Americans or just humans right now. I think, you don't have to be American to be appalled at the policies that are going on right now in our country.
Yeah, that has me down. And then, like, I don't know. I miss being at home, which is weird because, you know, I like working, but, like, I feel like I kind of am sort of having trouble reassimilating back in with stuff there. So I'm kind of feeling like all whatever, mopey about that. And then, you know, I retreat to the internet and then I read about depressing things all day. And
it's when just like happy such place gets turned over.
Yeah. Such an onslaught, the internet. And I'm happy that I joined the political overflow, but it definitely maybe exacerbates that. So I don't know. I was talking to the woman I mentioned who's staying with me right now.
Yeah.
And this is like, Colleen, I've just been like so much more open to the idea of just things that I don't understand and whatnot. And it makes me think of you and it makes me happy. But because I was just going to say, like, it's almost like the universe put her in my life.
Yes! You just made me so happy. I just scared the shit out of Jay, who's dusting.
He's dusting.
He's dusting. Careful, he's going to knock a toy over.
Wait, no, what did I just do? He said, I'm so loud, the vibration knocked over figures in the back. I'm sorry, I got so excited.
But anyway, so I was actually late to a couple minutes late to the podcast because I was talking to her and it was like an important discussion. So like, it's okay, I'll be 5 minutes late. But she made me feel so much better and like put it into perspective and just like, I don't know, like just like really, she's really good at listening without and like validating your feelings. But then like trying to give perspective without, you know, saying that you shouldn't be doing this or that or whatever. But anyway, one of the things that she suggested that I might try to do is to read the news at night. And she said it was something that she heard like somewhere else and had applied it herself in her own life at one point in time. And I think that's a really good idea because the problem is when it's the first thing that you see in the morning, then it's just like all day long and it's hard to tear yourself away.
Yeah, whereas, what if it makes you sad at night?
Right.
Well, but it doesn't affect your entire day in the same way.
Fair enough.
That's fair. And I think that's a really good point. And I think I'd add sort of finding a place where it is the least gonna ruin your day. Like, I think for me, because I'm already a bad sleeper, I try and avoid news at night.
Yeah. Because it, maybe not night.
Right. But what I find has really worked for me is like not looking at my phone very first thing in the morning, like getting up and doing some sort of ritualistic thing, whether it's yoga or some kind of working out, or like shower, breakfast, coffee, and like then news. So like it's not the very first thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's also how you get your news. Like I've been doing like NPR and like CBS This Morning. And like that makes me feel a little better, because it's like, particularly CBS, they like try and throw in some like feel good stuff in the like hard news hour that like is just really something I feel like I found, I didn't realize I needed.
Totally.
But I think that's a good,
I think another thing that I've like a little bit have been doing that I need to maybe like more consciously do is just like looking at, like I look at like French news sources sometimes, and probably not enough, but that's, it's great for me to do just like professionally anyway. But like, you know, news sources that are not American focus on world news, like all of the news. So there'll be a story, you know, one of the headlines will be about what's going on at the border, but everything else will be things that are going on all around the world. And
Shandy, are you saying that the dinosaur news media has been depressing you?
It's the dinosaur news media.
Yeah, it's a PO inside joke.
I was going to say, is that a political overflow inside joke?
It is.
It's okay. I can handle it. It's just a part of your lives that I'm not a part of, much like Survivor.
But it's probably better for your mental health to not be part of
it. I think so. I think it would just like send me to a corner crying somewhere. And I also like just don't interact on social media enough. Like, I feel like it would become a chore. Like, I'd go away for 3 hours and come back and have like 6 hours worth of content to read.
Honestly, it's generally not that bad in there. It's just every once in a while, a topic like this like blows up, and you're always gonna have those people that want to be the opposing voice or are going to be the contrarian. Even if they agree with what you're saying, they're gonna point out the opposite, because that's just their personality. So it's when there's something like this where it's like, you know, like, how can you even have another side?
Exactly. In which, there is no other side
in which that you're just like, you have to know when to like take a step back and like and walk away, and then it'll die down in there for a little while, and then, you know.
By a little while, you mean like 45 minutes?
Oh, no, today was all day. Today was nonstop. No, but it'll go. We'll have some quiet weeks in there, like at a time.
Slow news cycle.
Right.
Yeah.
But well, so all hell's going to break loose whenever it's Mueller time. And Shandy may have to leave the group at that point.
I hope it's coming soon. Guys, I'm exhausted. I don't think I could do another 2 years of this.
No, and I think that's just it. I think the exhaustion like finally hit me. And I think that I need to maybe consume a little bit less the news and the Facebook and whatever. And also, like, I need to get back into running, because I haven't been running. So that
throws now you have no outlet to think that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Michael takes self-imposed breaks from the group, in which he'll like mute it for a weekend or mute it for a couple of days after he's particularly gone, like, I'll fuck you in the face, or he's like, okay, it's time to take a step back now. So maybe you need to just have like your, like, self-imposed muting weekend.
Oh, yeah,
and then, you know,
sure,
you take your mental health and you go back in. And like, I don't even have self-imposed. I have force breaks in there because, you know, I have the kids and stuff and I can't get in there a lot. But anyway, we've been talking for 15 minutes. We should talk about happy things.
Well, good news. World Cup.
Yeah.
For anyone who's watching, there's been a lot of, not upsets, but there's been a lot of surprising things. Iceland is killing it.
Shani and I are like, uh-huh.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me how the pool works? So I know what's going on. And I know a couple of teams that won and lost. That's about it. I can honestly, World Cup, I think, is more interesting than than some of the other sports events, just because it is worldwide. And so I think that, you know, like the Olympics, that makes it more interesting.
Well, and it's something that the U.S. doesn't dominate.
Yep. Didn't even qualify.
Real champs.
Yeah.
We're really winning. But yeah.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Oh, also on a non-sports ball topic, I bought a car.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Oh, my God. Let's hear that story.
I think, and that was also getting me down. So I think it was like a culmination of everything. Well, so we decided to buy a car basically around the time that we recorded last week. But then we were looking every day. And so I'd go to work for 8 hours and then I'd go with my, to the dealerships for another, like however long they were open. And he would go to the dealerships in the morning and like go to all the different places and see, test drive all the different cars and talk to all the different people and then come get me and then go back. So it was quite the process. It's basically buying a car is the worst experience. I don't want to say the worst experience in the world because obviously it's not, and it's hard to use that kind of hyperbole when like children are being separated from their parents at the border. That's the worst experience. But buying a car sucks. Like it was just real bad. But we finally found one and I drove it back we bought it in Santa Cruz. Drove back yesterday, so that's put to bed and we're done. And so yes.
Is this a second car or a replacement car?
Yeah, so it's a second car, and which we've been sort of like toying with the idea for the last like year or so, and like because our car was getting up there in miles, and so you know like once it reaches a certain point, if you keep putting a massive amount of miles on it, you're going to have to do a lot of repairs and whatever.
Yeah.
So the thought was, well, then at some point in time, we'll have to get a new car, but then I wanted to keep the old car because it'd be nice for me to have a car for around town. Like I do most of everything. My life is mostly on foot because I live close to work and like, you know, I can get around really well on foot, but you know, for certain things like, I don't know, grocery shopping, like, you know, simple things. It's really helpful to have a car. So I won't put very many miles on it, but I will have a car that I can use when I need to use it. So that's exciting.
Yay. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah. But it's funny too, because like part of the reason, and this is Frank and I talked a lot about our like differing personalities. Cause like, I just couldn't even handle it. Like I don't have the patience for that. I can't talk to these people. I almost lost my shit a few times. Like they really enrage me. They fucking enrage me. And he was much better at like staying calm and like engaging with them and like, you know, like playing it cool. Like even when they're lying to your face and you know it. And, anyway, so once we were done, I was like, sweet, done. Okay, never again. Or at least, you know, not for another however many years. Meanwhile, you know, he's given his number out to all these, like, various different places that he's tried in, like, I mean, we did a search in, like, a pretty wide radius.
Yeah.
So now he's starting to get, you know, people calling him back. Like, see if he's still interested. And so instead of telling them that like, oh, you know, we bought a car, no, like we're good, he will still engage with them and try to deal and see how low he can get. They're just like, I don't understand it, but if it makes you happy,
that's super great. Fun. I wouldn't be able to like play that game, but no. Like I think the idea of it is really fun.
I am fucking donezo. They made me so mad. And also that like the car, it was like a hyper masculine environment that was just shitty.
Like the dealership or the whole
life? The car dealership, because okay. It's like, so it's all dudes as the car salespeople. I did see one woman in the sea of men that we met with. And it's funny how they talk to you too, because like they talk to you different if you're the woman and if you're the man. And they would always ask who the car was for, which I thought was a curious question. We'd always answer that it was for us, but they always wanted to know like, oh, is this your car? Is this your car? And then they would see our actual car, which is a really small car. And so then they would assume that it was for Frank because I mean, clearly the little car is for the woman. It's just, it was a very interesting experience.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I feel like particularly nowadays you see the woman driving the bigger car because the assumption is that she's the one that's driving the kids around.
Right. But the ones we were looking for, it wasn't like a, you know, it wasn't like a van or like a an SUV or something like that. But yeah, but our car is very small. And so I don't think it fits in with people's perceptions of like what a man should drive. But Ronk loves it and I love it. It's a great car.
Cool.
Yeah.
The whole concept of buying cars is so foreign to me. Like
Don't do it ever.
It's like I've made it 33 years of my life, almost 34, having never had to do that. I think the only time I've ever been in a car dealership was either when I was a little kid with my parents or when I was working at a radio station and we do like events at the dealership. Like I've never actually been to buy a car. I don't know. I don't understand how the process works.
Oh, it's just so terrible. I just like, I hate everything about it. I don't understand why it can't be like when you go grocery shopping and you, yes, there are way too many brands of toothpaste, but they're all there and they all have their price tags. And maybe this week there's like a buy two, get one free deal. But other than that, like the prices are there and
they're locked,
you
in.
Know, you just, you based on like what brand you prefer or the little description, you just pick which one you want and you know exactly how much you're going to pay. Like, I don't like the idea of, I don't know, it made me really distrustful of people to the point that I realized like by the end of a week of doing that, I went into some other store, had some other sort of like customer service interaction. And I like did not trust the person and I had I had to walk myself back like, right, you're not in a car dealership like this.
This is a safe space.
This person is not trying to rip you off. But it's not a good feeling to feel like somebody is trying to rip you off.
I think you have to go in with a certain mentality, like you know, like this, because like Jay loves to bargain with people and like, you know, like let's make a deal. And you know, I think you have to just go in. You're either somebody that's like, give me your price. And, you know, I'm going to pay it. I'm not going to negotiate with you. Or you're somebody that's like, this is a game to me. This is fun.
Well, see, I'm the former and Frank's the latter.
Yeah, that's
so
same here.
Doing it together is where it gets tricky.
See, now that would be that's the point where I was like, that I would just like remove myself from it. And be like, okay, I'm going to go play over here and see what fun features this car that I'm never going to buy has. But that's just
me. Look at that one.
Yeah. Ooh, this is shiny.
I almost wanted to tell him just to do it himself, but that wouldn't have been very supportive of me. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I was like, I don't really care. We need a car and I don't want to spend more than this amount of money. Yeah. So that you can find something and I don't want to tell. Yeah. Like, we decided not to go with a new car. So it's like, if it's, you know, like a recently used one,
that's
and
what we're
going to have
do.
More than this amount of miles for this price, then like, I'm good.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do when we get the van at the end of the year, because we're probably going to have to get it at that point. And we're going to get one that's like slightly used, like not brand new and you know, hope for the best.
I think that is totally worth it because we were originally looking at new cars. Our last car we bought new also, but like the price goes down drastically. I mean, cars appreciate. Now I sound like a fucking car person. Cars appreciate so fast.
It's all right.
But
you'll forget this whole thing in like 2 weeks. Don't worry. True. This is momentary. This too shall pass.
Also, what did you say it was? A Hyundai?
We have a Hyundai.
You have
which
a Hyundai.
Is excellent.
I don't pronounce cars. Jay's making fun of me.
We have a little Hyundai Accent hatchback. It's just, if the listeners like Google it, you'll see what I mean when I say small car. It's so fucking cute. I love it so much. That one we bought new, but Hyundais are not very expensive. Like, it's a really great deal in terms of like bang for your buck. And then the car that we bought is a 2017 Subaru Impreza, which is my third Subaru. Now.
Yeah, Subarus are supposed to be really good.
Yes, Subarus are great. My very first car was a Subaru.
I've had the same car since 2004, so I know nothing about cars other than the Toyota that I drive.
Well, the slightly used thing is pretty great because your price goes down
a lot.
Like a lot. And if you're like, ours is a 2017, it has like 10,000 miles.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on finally being done with that horrible process. And I hope that you don't have to do it for another 15 years.
Thank you.
Cool. I'm trying to think. We had Jay's toy show this weekend.
Nice.
Fun.
It was fun. It was Alex's second toy show. And I dressed him in the same clothes that I put Zach in for his first toy show because he finally fit into them. And that was really cute. Zach, he washes Jack's car every week to get, like, you know, money. Like, he gets, like, $1
really
here and
cute.
There. And then he just goes up. Like, when he was with my family last month, we were the baptism, and then when they were here this last week for his birthday, he just would go up to them and be like, I want money. So, like, right? So my mom gave him $1, and then they were in church last month, and my mom forgot her wallet, or they forgot the check or whatever they were going to write out, and they were embarrassed because they didn't want to, like, not put anything in the collections basket. So they asked, like, Zach, can we have that $1 that we gave you, and we promise we'll give you another one as soon as we get home? And my grandma gets her wallet, and Zach was like, no.
He knows.
But somehow out of that whole experience, he managed to then get $1 out of my sister. So, like, he came home with $2 from that, and then he had, like, another $2 from Jack, from his car washing thing. So, but he brought $2. You know, Jay was like, bring your money to the toy show. I'm not buying you anything, but, like, you know, if you want to get something, you can get something with whatever money you have. So he had brought this little metal, like, Paw Patrol lunchbox, and he carefully put $2 into it, and, you know, then promptly wanted the $35 item. We were like, nope, you're a little short for that one. So he finally got Jay's friend John to give to sell him this, like, tractor trailer truck for $5. So he started young with being in debt. He owed his daddy $3.
What's he gonna do to pay back that $3?
Well, he gave you back the $3, right, Jay? I knew he had more money. The next day, then he had hidden money in his suitcase, like his Lightning McQueen suitcase,
squirreling away money.
So when we were going to the toy show on Sunday, he was like, I'm going to get my money and buy another toy. And I was like, not until you pay your father back, you're not going to buy another one. Like, I was like, go ahead, try that. So he actually brought $3. He brought a $2 bill and a single. And, you know, I was like, you're going to have to pay daddy back with that before you can buy something else. And he did. He paid him back. So
nice.
I think that he still was like, okay, I'll pay you back. Now can you buy me something? I was pretty
well,
much our way.
You know, repetition is how we learn.
No.
So we're like, no, still a hard no. But it was cute though. Like he made his first deal, to try to get that. So nice. That was it. The only other thing we have going on over here is we're doing the Weight Watchers. It's kind of fun because it's like a challenge. I get like so many points because I'm nursing that I'm like not even doing it. I'm pretty much just logging what I'm eating every day. But nice. We're making a lot of healthier choices. Yesterday we had this like teriyaki chicken over like whole grain rice for dinner. Today we had like veggies and shrimp, and like we're just eating better in general. So. And then I've promptly, as you can see, broken out from all of that. So there's that.
Well, it's your body leaching all the toxins. That'll go away, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Yeah. But anyway, so there'll be an update on that, I guess, at some point. But it's kind of fun. It's kind of like a game for Jay because he gets less points. I get like 42 points or something. Which is a lot of points a day. I can pretty much eat what I want and then have two drinks and still be like within the point system. So
awesome.
Nice.
But I'm sure that's going to reduce by half as soon as I, you know, am not exclusively breastfeeding anymore.
Nice.
So,
well, I ate like a terrible. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to say I ate a lot of junk food this weekend. It's the Brantford Festival. So,
oh my God, you had your race.
I did have my race. I was kind of waiting for you guys to ask about it, but whatever. I'll just bring it up myself.
We were too busy whining right. About the world.
No.
Something positive. I ran 5 yes. miles
yes.
in like 100% humidity.
Oh my God.
Congratulations.
It was a really hot day. I think Sunday it was like high of like 85, 86. It was hot. And like the race was at like 10 o'clock. So it's like, you're feeling That's, it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So yeah, I was like really stressed out. I wasn't going to be able to finish because it was, you know, it was hot. And I know that like in humidity, I don't do well. Like any of my runs that I had done on a humid day, I had to walk. Like I just couldn't do it. So yeah, I was stressing it, but I did really good. I did it 47, like 02 was my official time.
That's like a 9.5 minute pace.
Yeah, all of I didn't have a single mile. My slowest mile was like a 9:40 mile.
Dude,
my second mile was like an 8:40. Was a sub 9 minute mile, which I don't I haven't done in years.
Oh man.
But yeah, but it was one of those things that like when I was at every mile mark along the course, there was like a clock so you could kind of see. Oh, I've never really run like a quote unquote professional road race before. So I didn't know how it worked. I've done like 5Ks before and you're just like, whatever. Oh, it's over. Great. So the clocks were really cool. So it's like when I hit mile two and it was like 18 minutes, I was like, oh, homegirl, you better slow down. Like, you're never going to finish. You're going to, like, die.
But I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, no, it was really good. I beat Daniel by, like, a second and a half.
Good job.
Because, like, him and my brother, like, my brother's, like, a runner. Like, he runs, and he's like, that was fun. I'm going to do another half marathon, I think. I missed it. They're fun. I'm like, that's not what I would call fun. So like I knew like my goal was just like don't make everyone wait an extra 10 minutes to have breakfast. Like so it's like he went off, like Daniel and I were together for like the first I don't know like half mile, and then I lost him and I'm like, all right, whatever, like I'm running my own race. Like I just like my goal was like if I could do 10 minute miles the whole time, like I'll be a happy camper. Mm-hmm. But then I caught up to Daniel at some point towards the end that I guess like, so it was hot. So like he had to walk for a little bit. So I was able to like catch up.
Dude, that's
and then we did the rest of the race together.
Nice. Yeah.
And then as you're like coming around the bend, so the race ends in like the center of town. And so like, you know, my whole life, they do this, they've done this road race every year for like 35, 40 years. Like it's been going on for a long time since before this festival was a thing. So it's like, you grow up sort of hearing this, like, you know, people all line up and they've got the same guy and he like cheers everybody on and he like is shouting people's names out as they're coming across. He's like, bring everybody home. He's like, hey, Marty, way to go, buddy. Like, there's our first selectman. Atta go. So like, you're kind of like, okay, like I got to finish strong. I got to like come across the line. So I'm like, okay, don't go too hard. Cause you're going to want to like run faster at the end. You know, you're going to have some left. So I turn the corner and I'm able to like drop and like go a little faster. So
awesome.
Daniel did not have that same emotional attachment to finishing as I did. So he finished like normal speed.
Well, good for you.
But yeah.
It
was good.
I'm very proud of you. Are you going to do more races now?
I don't know if I'll do more races. I think I'm going to try and keep my mileage through the summer.
Nice.
Because I think now that I'm not training for anything, I think kind of my first inclination is just to stop. And I'm like, I don't know. I've been feeling pretty good. And, I feel like I've bought my – when you see, like, when you – that's what I love about those, like, Runkeeper apps. Because they, like, track – they're like, this is how many miles you've run this month. This is how many calories you've burned this month. And you see that number and you're like, yeah, I could keep doing this if I have that many more calories to play with.
I miss my watch. Yeah, you're making me miss it.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to try and keep up with it for at least a bit.
Good.
Cool. At least through the summer.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yay. It was good. And you know, that running schedule, whenever you get to it, Shandy, I'll take it. Maybe I'll sign up for another 5 mile race just so I can give it a go.
There you go.
The Shandy running school.
Yeah, don't taper though. Don't taper. Huh? You don't have to taper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I feel like if I tapered off of 5 miles, I wouldn't be able to finish the race.
Anyway, Do you guys want to get into some feedback, or rather our big discussion of the episode, which is The Scent of a Woman?
We all watched it.
We did.
And I regret not watching it 2 weeks ago because I laughed so fucking hard.
I really related to that character.
So I you know, the thing is, as soon as she looked at the pasta dish, I knew. I was like, oh, she's lactose intolerant.
yeah, it took me a little bit longer, but when Rick first sent it in and like his description of it and everything, I was kind of like, awesome, but like, why did he send this to us? And then when I watched it, I was like, oh, this is why he sent it to us.
I was really worried. I was like, oh, I hope this doesn't go down like an immature route where like he breaks up with her or something. But the fact that it ended on a happy note, like, guys, you have to watch it. Skip ahead a few minutes if you haven't watched it yet, so we don't spoil you. Or if you don't care, then don't skip ahead. But I highly recommend you watch it if you like this show and you don't get turned off by all of our poop talk, then you're going to love the fuck out of this video because it's not a porno. But it is, no, it's like lactose intolerant people porn.
Or just, I'm not lactose intolerant, I'm just gassy.
All right, gassy.
I'm like, I'm super related to it.
Well, you know why I related to it, right? Because
you're lactose intolerant.
Well, I'm not. I also just have like cheese bugs me, but like I can have anyway, whatever. You were on the Patrons podcast, you heard about how bad I was farting after the mozzarella sticks because I didn't take the lactose pills or whatever. I was like, oh my God, I know exactly what she feels.
Sometimes you just need your partner to be supportive of your gastrointestinal issues.
Exactly. And we've all farted in a face before, so I have.
Maybe not all of us.
In the face. I mean, I've definitely, like...
Oh, I definitely have.
Farted and burped in the presence of...
Nope. I have definitely farted in a face before.
Nice.
I think one of my favorite just like shots in the thing was when she like accidentally farts when they're still...
Oh my God, I know! Farting.
And it's just that shot of her butt. You can see her like trying to crunch.
That's true. There was a lot of things that I was like thought were very questionable, like director's choices in terms of where they put the camera. And that was one of the ones I was like, oh, yes, this is that's right. That is good.
Oh my God, it's so freaking funny. Oh my God. I loved it. Thank you so much for sending that in. Like, I'm going to make Jay rewatch it as soon as we're done. I'm going to rewatch it and make Jay watch it with me as soon as we're done recording. It was really funny. And that was a dude from The Blacklist, who I love.
I was going to say, I recognized him, but I couldn't place him. And her, I at first, like that first shot, I was like, is that Mira Sorvino? No, Mina Suvari.
She did have a Mina Suvari look.
Right. And her voice was kind of similar. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, that's not who that is.
No. So kudos also to Rick for sending in something that was written and directed by a woman. Because so the woman who is the star of that is, her name is Hallie Gross.
Which I think is kind of an ironic last name.
Oh, I know. When I went to look her up on IMDb and I like froze it on the credits thing, I was like, seriously? Gross? But no, she's a writer as well as an actress. And she was a story editor on Westworld last season. And a writer. So she wrote... the episode Trompe l'Oeil.
Trompe l'Oeil.
Thank you. Which I don't even remember which that one was about, but and she wrote The Adversary.
I don't remember either.
She was a story editor though on 6 episodes total for the season. So I just, you know, thought that was really cool.
It's cool.
And then, you know, she's been in a bunch of other things like Law and Order, The Good Wife, so who is these? Sorry, guys.
Bless you.
Fits right in with the conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been farting this whole time. No, I'm just kidding. Or am I?
The world may never know.
Yeah, the world will never know. Speaking of farting, we'll talk about that next. Yeah, so awesome. Like, I'm really happy to have watched and supported something.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really funny.
Yeah,
that
was cool.
So intensely female. So, yay! Do we recommend it? Do we give it? I'm gonna finish the last.
Give it three farts up.
Three farts up.
Three farts in a face.
Fart you in the face. Episode title. Episode title.
Fart you in the face. I love it.
Can we please call it fart you in the face? Okay, cool.
I'm totally down for that. So yeah, speaking of farting.
Fartgate.
Yeah, from one fart to another.
From one fart to another. If.
One butt to podcast.
The trailer dropped. The teaser dropped for it. Because it's really happening. We also plotted out all six episodes. Actually, there will be seven episodes, but we're going to play it off like there's supposed to be six. And ooh. Then...
You heard it here first.
You heard a little behind the scenes. And then last episode... of the podcast, there were two farting noises throughout it, and then there's another point in it in which Jack accuses Jay of farting. So we're gonna be like, we thought this episode was gonna wrap it up, but then it was brought to our attention that the mystery lives on, and then we'll wrap it up in seven. So anyway, we have the whole thing plotted out, and I won't spoil anything else, but I think it's gonna be I'm hoping it's gonna be funny. And I have
a very important question.
Yes.
Where are people going to be able to find this podcast extra?
So it's going to be, it will premiere first and foremost on the patrons feed. So, and that is the one that is for all of the patrons. So it doesn't matter if you donate like a dollar or a gazillion dollars. There's that one feed that all the special stuff that falls outside of the patrons' choice and the patrons' hangout podcast feeds, that will go on that one. So if you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/JayandJack. And stay tuned for that, because I think we're going to try to record the first episode of the show within the next couple of days. So who knows? It might even be out before you guys even hear this. You know, this won't be out till Friday. But most likely it'll probably come out on Sunday like the teaser did. Anyway, I don't want to back myself into a corner here. So anyway, stay tuned for that, because I think it's going to be super funny. I hope it's going to be super funny. Anyway, wow, this was a very farty podcast so far. So, God, we're starting off our third season depressed about the news.
And gassy. I mean, it just sounds farting. Like real life. I think this is just a metaphor for my life.
Yeah. I think we need our listeners to save us. All right. Do we want to get into some facey back then?
I think we should.
All right. Let's get into some facey back. Mike said hashtag science. I still say hashtag the universe and science. Why can't they coexist?
Yep.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Can't have one without the other. Yes. Yeah. Maybe. No.
Man of science, man of faith. Why can't I be why can't I be a woman of both?
Yeah. I mean, it works for the Jesuits.
All right. Dennis clarifies his political overflow cupping statement, which is the mugs that we all ordered.
What's on top?
That's a Stroop waffle on top.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. They yummy. Sell them at Costco. There's 6 points on Weight Watchers, though, so I can't have two a day like I was having.
Although that does make for a very delicious treat that it like perfectly fits on top of the mug.
It does. I freaking love it. And it fits on top of the broadcast mug, too.
Nice. Mm.
So, yes, they are the best, though, when you warm them over coffee. Even though over the last week and a half since we've been doing this, the consumption has drastically decreased.
Can I just insert here that I changed the title of Facey Back to Farting in Your Facey Back? And that
wait, hold on, I didn't say.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh, she did. Okay.
That's why I needed a second before.
It said Shandy, last edit was made 2 minutes ago by Shandy. So.
Yeah.
All right. We're bringing farting.
Like, I saw it, but I didn't read it. Like, it just was sort of words that my brain didn't string together.
And I had already moved down.
Right.
Oh, that's.
I thought it was a note about, like, talking about Fartgate or something. It's like my brain's like, oh yeah, farting. We're talking about farting. Anyway,
we're talking about farting in your face.
Yeah, be back.
Be back. All right, continue.
Anyway, I love those mugs. Our good friend Alicia Friend says, "Yay! I won't be caught up for a while, but keep up the good work." In reference to our starting season 3 tonight.
Hooray!
Matt says, "My good friend was able to see Jagged Little Pill the musical, and she absolutely loved it. Thinks it's a serious Tony contender if it makes it to Broadway." I don't have a hashtag come watch update yet. but I'm thinking of making a playlist for it. Gott says that awkward moment when you realize you are a total broadcast fanboy, and we will get to that in a minute. And then we had our Matt's what she said. Moments of the week. Thank you, universe, for this wonderful bit of thing. I am intrigued. I have never seen such things. I am really curious to know how it tastes. I don't remember that. Oh, the champagne.
Right. Yeah. I feel like that's something I said.
Yeah. Still tastes good a week later.
How I speak.
Here's my box. I was a little too excited. I had to get in there right away. We gained 2 people since this started, so it's not totally killing the mood yet. Let me see how close I can get. Why didn't you come for me? Once Fiona gets going, she's not going to move. If she's on our bed, I'll move her to the floor. We have Ed in here. Can you keep it in a minute or less? Just looking for a coke?
A cock.
Oh.
A cock. Could also be a cooch, but no, it's a cock. It's the French phone.
The phone cases.
And that's how it's spelled?
I think so. It's also the same word, I believe, as a jockstrap.
Hmm.
Let me just double check these.
It went under there, and it's fine. Get yourself a cock. Does it just go over the face? Yes, like a fart. It's going to be a very exciting 2 seconds. You get to be in it the whole time. I have 3 more bottles of wine. Y'all can go on all night. And sometimes that happens when you have wine.
Yep.
Let's try this again. Take it away, Matt. Awesome. All right. Did you look up the spelling, Shandy?
Yeah, I think some of these came from the the chat.
Yeah, some of them came from the chat. Broadcast spelling bee. Is that how it's spelled? COQUE.
Yes, and it's not a jockstrap. Is not what I was thinking. I think it's the
cup. Like the
shit, what was I thinking?
A dance belt.
In any case, yes, that's how it's spelled.
Okay, cool. Everybody remember.
As far as I can see, they don't have the new definition in my dictionary.
Cock.
COQUE. Because what do you even call? I guess you call it a phone case. Is that the official English word?
Yeah.
Okay. Now it is time for butter shemales.
Amanda. Oh, look, we've assigned them already. Look at that. The first one is me.
I took certain liberties.
Well, that's great. So I'm reading the first email, which is from Joanne, our good friend Joanne. And the subject is why feminism is not ready for the friend zone. I think I'm intrigued. All right. Joanne says, I am sure I am not the only one who hears things like feminism is about hating men. I just heard that one last week. Or the feminists have won and we are all equal now, so shut up about equality. Or our company is so diverse, said by a group of white males. Or
I do not understand why there needs to be a woman's group, and yet it would be wrong to have a men's group.
That's a big one.
And yet, we are also all too often reminded as to why we cannot push feminism aside into meaninglessness or irrelevance. Thus, my analogy to the infamous friend zone. So this morning, I went to a roundtable discussion from a group that has been bugging me to attend one of their sessions. What had caught my attention was that there was a women's innovation roundtable for executives, or WIRE. But I had missed the most recent of those meetings, and so I attended the broader Federal Innovation Roundtable for Executives, WIRE. I walk into the room, and there are two other women there, both federal employees like myself. One of them had a gun, but she is a special agent for the Secret Service, so I think that is always with her. Fair. And the rest of the group were all men. Okay. Not unusual, and we had a good discussion. As we are ending, the moderator, clearly trying to ensure that we understand how truly diverse their company and their meetings can be, says, "Thank you for coming. I hope you can attend WIRE." Side note, Secret Service lady states at this point, that's what I thought this was going to be. None of us attend those. We have a great group of young ladies. My other side note, that term irks me as very condescending in a professional environment, from marketing administration, public relations, and then almost as an afterthought, since what he mentioned up to them is traditional women roles. Oh, and engineering. I guess I should mention the company did have a woman there. She was outside the meeting room doing the admin work checking people in, which fit the theme of our company is diverse. The men do the executive and technical work, and the women do the more admin and support work. Long way to go yet, Joanne.
Yep.
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 Good analogy, though. I like the comparison.
I would switch around and say why the friend zone isn't ready for feminism.
Right. Did I say it wrong? Is that
No, you said it right.
Okay.
But I get the overall sentiment.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that was really illustrated by our long discussion about the friend zone, where like it's one of those things that like if you're going to get behind that and don't understand that it's a sexist construct, then clearly we still have a lot of work to do.
Yep.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. What's the friend zone?
It's not important. We'll tell you when you're older.
That was too. We're
living in a post friend zone society. It's not a thing anymore.
Post friend zone society.
Yeah.
We fart in your face, friend zone. We fart in your face.
We fart in your face. Yes. The only friend zone we know about is the wall at Colleen's.
Is the wall house. At my house that I'm planning.
The only friend zone I want to be a part of.
Yep.
And you will be. All right, let's get to, we have a voicemail from a not drunk person. So let's get into that one.
Good evening, ladies. It is David Gott here. I hope you all are having a fine Tuesday evening. Hopefully you're recording and drinking a nice glass of wine. I just wanted to leave some feedback and let you know, it's funny how the broadcast has changed my thinking on so many things. I started thinking about this when, during the live show, we got to talking about how some people misinterpreted the whole cupping thing, and I thought, I went straight to menstrual cups, I did, and he made the comment that, that would have never happened 6 months ago. Yeah, she's right about that. And I just wanted to share another situation where podcast has, I don't know, infected my ultra right wing conservative thought. I'm kidding, I'm not that far right. But I was at my sister's house just a couple of weeks ago for my nephew's graduation, and we were talking about the very sad and regrettable shooting that had happened at the high school in Texas. And the shooting, as you probably know, was over a guy who had a crush on a girl that she wasn't into him. And so I was talking to my sister about it, and my sister said, well, you know, something along the lines of, well, you know, maybe she should have been nicer to him. To which my response was, what are you talking about? Maybe we should have been teaching our kids not to assume that they have some sort of right to any single female's attention. To which my sister, who is far further left than me, and certainly further left than I'll ever be, turns to me and says, oh my God, you sound like a fucking feminist. And I realized I did. So keep at it, ladies. I listen and think a lot, and I appreciate your broadcast. Keep it up and have a good evening.
Awesome.
I love that. I need to tell you, David, you should have seen Shandy's face as, like, she was listening, like, beaming with pride. She was like, that's right!
Oh, my God.
Oh, I got you right in the feels.
Got her in the feels. She's like, I've had such a shitty day, and I think I disagree with my political.
We found some silver lining. We found some good things.
So, I thought I had got all my crying about this done earlier.
Oh, no. Please don't cry.
Let it out. Oh. Like a fart. Just let it rain.
Because, you know, we talked about how hard of a day it was, and, like, it was just real. Oh, God. Who was that?
It was Amanda. She's gassy.
It's true. I'll own up to it. It was me.
So yeah, it was a heavy day, and like I got home from work and I had to run to Trader Joe's really quick to pick up some stuff for the podcast, and that's when his voicemail came in. And so I'm walking back from Trader Joe's and I listened to his voicemail, and as I'm walking just like in the street, like literally just like started crying. And I made it home, I passed somebody on the sidewalk who must have been wondering what the fuck was going on. But it was just really nice.
Oh,
yeah.
It made me really happy. And like, it's, God, it's also just so weird because like a lot of the conversations that were going on in the PO group were with David. And then he calls in and just, so thank you for the call. It just made my day.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, agreed.
I won't even, okay, no, see, no fuck you in the faces today. All right. We continue our weepy first episode. I'm just teasing.
Season 3's got us all emotional.
No. Thank you for that call, though. That was really awesome to hear. So, yay. We also need a t-shirt that says, what are you? You sound like a fucking feminist.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love it.
Or a bumper sticker or something. We need something that says, you sound like a fucking feminist.
I love it so much.
Oh, good times. Yeah. I had another thought, but I forgot where it was going. I forgot what it was going to be like. Yeah. All right. If it will, I'm sure it will come to me at some point. I'm sure it will. Okay. Cool. Let's move on to our this week in Annie's virginity.
I have like all my supplies at my little setup here, except for my Kleenex. So I just have like this like runny nose that I don't know what to do about.
We'll just sit here.
All right. Wow. We've made good timing so far. That's what happens when I don't really have anything to talk about. That said, let's get to this week in Andy's virginity.
All right. Andy writes in, hey, broads, happy season 3. Thanks for the support from you and the listeners. It really touched me. I knew going in to send in my last email that this community was special and you all confirmed it. Even if we get the rare Dindu, it's nice to know so many people I wouldn't know otherwise are cheering me on. Yes, even those asking the universe to help me out. I'm still a skeptic, but unless you're a single woman who lives near me or can set me up with one, this is a situation where thoughts and prayers are okay. No news on the dating front, but I still have something to share that I'm sure you'll love. I signed up for OMG Yes.
Oh, yay!
Yes. Since I paid off my car, I have some extra money, so I might as well try it out. True.
Ooh, congrats about that.
Yes. Don't buy a new one anytime soon.
I was going to say, we still have this with the car. We're finishing with a new, with a paying off a car.
This may be a shocker, so get the dramatic music ready, but I don't know a lot about vaginas. I've seen them before. Like any guy, I've watched a few adult films. However, I know that porn is to having sex as the Fast and the Furious movies are to driving, an overblown fantasy. While I'm waiting for her to come around, I might as well do some research. I've watched a few of the videos, and they've been eye-opening. It's a lot to take in the first time. I think I should be taking notes. Is there a case where sex is open book like certain tests in high school? The interactive parts, where you use the touchscreen on your phone to recreate the moves, are a little awkward, since I'm going to guess my phone screen doesn't feel like a vulva. Nonetheless, I'm sure this site will be a great resource. It's never been easy for me to be the novice at anything, so having some knowledge on hand will be good once I find a partner. I'm sure she'll get a lot out of the site too if she doesn't have an account already. Maybe we can even watch together while we get into it.
Wink, wink.
I know not to push the orgasm because that can stress her out and take her out of the mood. Sex is supposed to be fun after all. It is still a lot to take in. Yeah, yeah, that's what she said. But the open communication regarding her needs and desires, I'm sure I'll be fine with. I'll just need to figure out a way to stay calm when I meet someone who will let me perform the type of cupping we can all get on board with. Hashtag I'm with her, Sandy.
Well, that's exciting.
That is exciting. Yeah,
that is very exciting. I love the idea of getting a little bit of self-confidence in something that you feel like you're a novice in.
That is actually
in this way.
Yeah, that is like awesome. Like he feels insecure about something. He feels like it, you know, is like a point away from his what am I trying to say? He sounds like it's like something that is a challenge. So he's facing it head on and
That's what she said.
And like is signing up to learn. Like that is awesome. Like you go. Yeah. Like we I am go Andy.
Yes.
All right. Does anybody else have anything for Andy before we go? Before we move on to the next? I don't think we have anything else actually.
Yeah.
Well,
go. Yeah.
Yeah, go Andy. We're very, very excited for you. Like we're very proud of you. So.
Yes. Go Andy. Yeah. I love it. And go us. We're caught up on feedback.
We're caught up on feedback. Which means, oh my God, that's right. Which means if you guys don't send in your emails or your calls for next week, we're not going to have anything, I think, for the first time ever.
It's going to be a lot more fart stories.
Yeah. Amanda knows it. And you're going to have to hear about my kids. And then, you know, we'll talk about how depressed we are lately. and you guys
I am that. Going to go running starting tomorrow. So I will be less depressed on the next episode, I promise.
All right. And I'm going to try to be less whatever as well. I felt very like not cool lately. Like, okay. Oh my God, I didn't tell you guys. I've definitely felt like off my groove lately. Like I feel like I'm kind of like down on myself, like I'm, you know, a loser or whatever or whatever. But so last week my watch broke, right? The day that we recorded.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And then I last Tuesday night was going to bring down the poster that I sent to you guys that I framed myself. And I went over to it to pick it up and then was like, nah, you know what? I'll just let them open it. Like, I'm not going to make a big production and bring more things downstairs. Well, when I woke up the next morning, before I left my bedroom, I went to grab a sweater after I got dressed for work. and I passed by the picture, and there was a giant ass crack just straight through the glass. Aww. And I was like, that wasn't here last night. So I asked Jay, and Jay was like, I walked past it this morning. I didn't see a crack. And I was like, well, look, it's right here. And we were trying to figure it out. We were like, oh my God, did it fall? No, it didn't. Like, if we had, we would have heard it if it fell. It didn't fall because it was like propped up against the foot of the bed. Jay was like, maybe I put like clothing on it or something and just like the weight cracked it. I was like, no, it's like standing up. Like, there's no way that you put clothing over it. So I was like, oh my God, what is going on with everything breaking? And then I was in the car that morning and I was thinking about like, you know, how like I was feeling down and like, I was feeling like negative clouds around me and like the, I was thinking about like how, I like this dark cloud around me and I said out loud and I was like, if somebody up there is trying to send me a sign, you better stop breaking my shit because it's not getting me to listen. And then I came to a stop at a traffic light and my purse fell over on the floor. Every single thing in my purse fell out of it onto the floor. Like, all the random shit in it, the things in the pockets, in the, like, every single thing fell on the floor. And I didn't come to, a hard break or stop short. Like, it just randomly tipped over. So then I was like, oh, my God, like, something is going on here. So I was telling them at work, and my coworker brought in garlic that we now have in my office to keep the bad juju away.
The universe wants you to declutter, wants you to shed some of your earthly possessions.
Clearly.
Get back to a simpler way of being.
Clearly. So I was just like real freaked out. So now I've got the garlic in my office and knock on wood, nothing has broken since then or fallen down and over. But anyway, I'm just saying, shit's real. I didn't stop short. It just happened. Yeah. So anyway, I got to get a new frame. I got to go back to fucking Michael's again.
I actually have to go to Michael's this week too. I might go tomorrow. I need some more yarn.
If you need a coupon, hit me up.
I actually have one. I'm using it as a coaster right now.
Fantastic.
Nice. Nice.
Awesome. No, anyway, that's it. Good times. Does anybody else have anything other than we need all of your feedback, guys?
Yeah. All that feedback for next
time.
All that feedback. Fart you in the faces.
Fart you in the faces. I mean, if you feel like sending in feedback along the lines of what got sent in, I'm just saying, like, I mean, we won't say no.
The feel good season.
Not that you have to, but like, if, yeah, you know.
Awesome. We could use a boost.
Yeah. It was a nice pick me up.
We'll be back in our groove next week, I'm sure. But
yeah.
Anyway, all right. Thank you to the patrons who help make all of this possible. If you'd like to become a patron again and hear the Fartgate podcast, you can go to patreon.com/JayandJack. You go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link in the top right-hand corner. For all of your shopping needs, if you shop through Amazon, you can go to amazon.com/JayandJack and shop through our affiliates link over there. If you want some Jay and Jack Network production stuff, merchandise, you can go to jayandjack.com/store. And it will take you to a thing. Shani, I keep meaning to get my Westworld shirt, and I'm definitely going to get it this week when I edit this. I'm going to make a note and actually go and do it.
Nice.
Because I really That's want one, too. I know. If you like what we do, you can give us a review. If you go to iTunes if you could give us a review, that'd be great, too. It would be a nice little birthday present for us. In lieu of gifts, please bring an iTunes review. 5 stars yes. only, though.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you don't like what we do, then don't bother.
Keep it to yourself. Just don't listen.
If you don't like what we do.
If you don't like what we do, then why are you still listening in season 3?
Unless you have a constructive comment that could help us maybe rethink what we're doing.
I think
but that could go
email.
In like maybe a private message and not,
right,
not on iTunes.
Maybe not on iTunes. That's probably not the most direct way to get that information to us.
Yes.
Right.
As the person that has gotten the most negative feedback against them on the network over the years.
Oh.
And that includes Shut Up, He Who Shall Not Be Named. Like,
you just Voldemorted him.
It's always more appreciated in email. And because let's be honest, we'll probably bring it up on the show anyway and address it. But no, if you don't like what we do, then fuck you in the face. If you do, then please give us an email. A review.
If you do like what we do, then fart you in the face.
Yep.
We're starting off great. All right. Is there anybody else that I usually thank or do? I'm having a tough time remembering.
Our wonderful patrons at a certain level.
Oh, yes. Thank you to the patrons that contribute at a certain level. And that would be Ed the Creepy Mailman, Maggie the Magnificent, Molly the Millennial, Tack from Tokyo, and Eckhart Rickner. Thank you guys so, so very much. We actually did get a new patron the other day. I have no idea if he joined because of us or not, but his name is Tom. So thanks, Tom. Welcome.
I'm with hers, man.
Yeah, I'm with hers it. anyway, hi, Mama G.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Oh, hey, girl. Hey.
Love your pictures on Facebook.
Let us know how the cupping went the other day.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think to ask. Yep. I'm such a terrible daughter.
A belated happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Indeed. Oh, indeed. How was your guys' Father's Day? Did Jay have a good day?
Yeah, he did a toy show. And then we had a barbecue for his family after.
Yeah. What could be better than that?
Yeah, you know, nice little Father's Day.
Yeah.
Shandy, can't wait to hear what your thoughts are on this week's episode of Westworld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta talk about when we're gonna get on Handmaid's Tale.
Yes,
I think the season's gonna be ending fairly soon.
So it's gonna be ending while Shandy is in France. So,
right, we did that math, didn't we?
We did, Montana. So, we will definitely. Okay, yeah, upcoming summer schedule. We are gonna try to set up that RBG thing.
Okay,
we're going to yes, we're gonna do a Handmaid's Tale centric episode.
Is that like the RBG thing? Is that for real? For real?
Yeah, no, that's for real. For real, what's gonna happen?
I feel like I'm going to have to go see the movie again before we that, because it's been a few weeks.
And also do some serious research.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
You can't just like wing it this time.
Yeah. So you made a movie. What's that like?
Yeah. We'll be okay.
Be cool.
I think Shandy might reach out to some other female podcasters.
Yes. I tried to do that last time. Why didn't I do that? But I will.
Yeah, so we'll try to do something like that over the summer. And then I think we were going to try to possibly, I don't know, we've got some other things that we've been coming up with. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Sneezegate.
Sneezegate.
Who sneezed?
Yeah. And if then someone sneezed. We'll definitely have some normal shows, you know, scattered throughout as well. So anyway. Good time, guys. Good times, indeed. It's summertime. Woohoo! So stay tuned for that. If you want to join the Facebook group, it's facebook.com/group/JaneJackGroups. No, whatever. Just search for Jane Jack Facebook group. If you're a patron on the $5 or more level, you'll get into the patrons Facebook group, which is also fun. I think that the Patreon, the current patron's choice for June is the topic that has been heavily voted on so far or in the lead is a broadcast versus Ramblecast something, and then the winner gets Matt on their show to do a top 10 list that roasts the losers.
Okay, so this better not be fucking trivia or something like that.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure
that
out.
I made clear how I feel about
that. Yeah, God, you're the one that suggested that. Remember all that love Shandy gave to you like 10 minutes ago? Well, that was out the window if we lose this fucking competition.
Never again.
Maybe we could race them all. I feel like in a race, we could beat all of them.
Mm-hmm.
All three of us could beat all four of them.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. But let's not do a race. I don't know what the challenges are, but I feel like we got this, girls. Anyway, so that's what that is. If you're a patron and haven't voted yet, go vote against that. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, again, whatever, guys. All right, let's go. Let's get out of here. I'm tired. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And thank you for listening to our show.
We will see you next time.
I don't even know what the fuck I was doing at the end there.
No, it was great. I went with it. Yes, and.
Oh, all right, bye.
Bye.
Bye.